You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from TaylorPodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Howdy doody, and welcome to podcast number 10 of Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. It's a bright sunny day here in Queensland on February 9, 2006. On today's show, we'll be talking about three main things. We'll be talking about an article I've got on the front page of sitepoint.com, what sort of impact that has and how to make the most of something like that. The second thing we'll have a look at is how to get a job or get more business or how to market your business. We'll go through three quick tips from someone we've got here in the studio to take us through exactly what they did for getting a job, and the top three tips also for developing a better website, the top three web tips. So welcome to the show for the first time, Tina Goodman. Tina is our new AV specialist here at Tailored. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Brendan, and hi, everybody out there.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
You do look a little nervous. You'll be fine. Now, Tina has just started here as a audio-video specialist and will be obviously editing this podcast. She's actually using the mixer as we speak, and she'll give us a bit of input into some of the things we'll talk about today. The first thing we'll look at today is an article that I've got on the front page of sitepoint.com. Sitepoint is one of the world's big web development forums or websites, and getting the website, getting the article featured on the homepage is quite a boost for us. And Tina and I thought probably a good way to talk through that experience and what it means is basically have a bit of a chat. So, hi Tina. Hello again.
Hello again.
Still nervous?
Oh, it's getting better.
Now, when you read the article, what do you think as a person in the web industry?
I think it seems like a pretty effective way to get your business out there and brand out there. But, I mean, what sort of impact do you think that it has?
Well, the primary reason for writing the article is for SitePoint to have quality information on their website to meet the needs of their target market.
So, but it sort of works like a reciprocal relationship,
yeah, it does.
Then.
It results obviously in hundreds of visitors over to the Tailored website. Obviously, results in stronger branding for me in particular, and obviously for the web design business kit, which is also sold by SitePoint. And it results in stronger branding for me for the SitePoint Tribune, the newsletter that I write for SitePoint. The basis of the article is SitePoint. Mark's emailed me. Mark Harbottle is the CEO of SitePoint, and said, we really think it would be valuable for our visitors if we had an article, something about the six steps of web success in 2006. Could you write it? So it's that simple, but the other benefits flow on. And when you step back and have a look, there really are some substantial benefits.
Yeah, well, I mean, as someone in the web industry, I read it and think, oh, that's giving good value to me because the information there's quite useful. And I think it's a good thing probably that, you know, I can look you up and sort of see that you're an expert and
yeah,
that sort of thing.
And we really try and leverage the value to the reader because the article comes with a free ebook on public speaking to attract more clients. That's an ebook that I've sold on one of my websites for $25 up until this week, and we give it free with the article. So because we figure that, hey, this could be valuable for the guys reading because I was talking about public speaking in the article, so why not provide them with some added value? The other things I do to provide that added value is if people visit the website, the tailored.com.au website, then there's case studies there that I mentioned in the article that they can download. There's more information, there's free reports that they can download. So it's all about giving the visitor lots of valuable information so they revisit SitePoint, and it's seen as a great resource for web developers.
And I understand you've also put something about SitePoint on your website as well.
Yeah, that's on the blog where people can go for all that added information. And again, it's going to sound like I plan this stuff out, but strategically the reason that I do that is a couple of reasons. Number one, to provide a lot of added value to the visitors coming over from SitePoint so that they see me as a guy that gives great value and lots of free resources and all the rest, and that makes SitePoint look good and really helps the SitePoint brand and obviously my brand as well.
And how did you first develop the relationship with SitePoint? Like, how did you first start writing articles for them? And
that was pretty easy. I initially started answering questions about marketing on the forums, and then From there, I gave away some free resources. I think it was a proposal kit that people could download, and got a lot of downloads from that, thousands of downloads. And then obviously the guys at SitePoint saw that I was getting read a lot and searched for a lot, and gone, okay, this guy provides good content for our visitors. They did a bit of a review of what the visitors wanted and gone, yep, this guy could be useful in writing a book and provide great value for our visitors to SitePoint. So that's how easy it is. It really does come along that easy. And I've got to say, look, to get articles out there on a web is a really simple thing to do. All you've got to do is write a good quality article that is targeted to your niche market, whatever that happens to be, and submit it to the editor of that website. I mean, SitePoint have a pretty strong editorial staff there that are always looking for great content. So if you're looking at article dissemination to be an effective part of your marketing strategy, then that's certainly a way to do it. So that finishes off the SitePoint article. Obviously, when you write an article, you want to provide as much value as possible, and it helps you in a whole range of ways by increasing your brand, by you getting paid, by more people reading your stuff. Now, the second topic we'll be talking about today, is this is one I really like, is basically how to get a job, or how to get more business, or how to market your business. And Tina, I think your story on how you got the business here is a really good one. Can you talk us through it?
Okay, well, after I sort of found the job advertised and found your site, I noticed that you'd put a post on your website saying that hardly anyone had applied using your name. And I thought,
oh. It was all pretty much Dear Sir Madam or Dear Executive Director. No one had actually wrote in, well, I think 5 out of 50 that ended up being wrote in Dear Brendan, which I thought was a pretty elementary start to trying to get a job, because I sent people to the website for more information and made them aware of who they'd be responding to.
Yeah, so I was sort of lucky that I came at a time after Brendan had posted that comment.
It was a bit of a tip, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I sort of, in the process of writing my application letter and that sort of thing, I did a fair bit of research into his site and read a few of his articles and that sort of thing. And I found the one on why people can go to university for 4 years and still not get a job. And it was basically a formula for what Brendan wanted me to write in my application letter, which is employ me so I'll make you more money. But
did you find that article too harsh? Because I've had a lot of criticism from that article over the years.
Oh, well, I took it as tongue-in-cheek. Like, you're not being literal. You're not suggesting that people should write that as the first sentence of their application.
But you did, pretty much, didn't you?
That's because I wanted you to know that I'd read the article.
Well, I guess that's a really important part, is that you want to demonstrate to me that you've done the research. Because if I didn't know that you'd done that research, then I guess I would look at your application as just another one. But you've let me know straight away that you've done the research, read my articles, which I suppose resonates with my inflated ego. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's just, you know, grabs your attention and shows you that, you know, I know a bit about you and I can probably meet your needs.
Yeah, and that, I guess the same thing is when you're out there getting business, you want to identify what your market is and you want to find out what their needs are, because you've got to do that needs analysis and find out exactly what your employer wants or what your potential client wants before you can offer them the solution. And to do that, you do the research, and obviously you've done the research on the website by reading all about us, so you would have known a fair bit before you got here, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a fair bit. I wanted to meet the guy that was behind all the all the articles.
Oh, and you're impressed so far, aren't you?
Yeah.
That was a little slow, a little hesitant, that yeah. Now, how do you think you should develop your relationship with a potential employer, whether it be getting a job or whether it's getting a web design job with a potential client?
I think you should develop it the same as you would develop a lot of relationships, just sort of be friendly, you know, find out a little bit about them, tell them a little bit about yourself. And just convince them you're a nice person, really. Just before you do anything, before you start saying how great you are and why you'd be so good for them,
I really hate to build up that rapport. Yeah, building up the rapport is really, really important. I really hate to quote from a TV show, but I was watching that TV show House last night, and he said on House, everybody does what they believe is the right thing, which is pretty true. we've got different motivations, we've got different skills, I guess, at putting across, but we all try and do what we see as the right thing. So if we can articulate or communicate that to our target, whether it be a client that we're trying to get, that we're decent people, we're doing this, that and the other for you to try and get you the best at possible result, then that's obviously a big positive.
Just out of interest, when I came in for the interview process, what were you looking for?
Essentially, we're looking for somebody, obviously with the skills and experience to take care of the technical aspects of the job, but a really important part of the criteria is that we had to like you, because being a small office with four of us in here, it's important that we gel together as a team. So it's important that we like you. And I say that because I was going to lead to the point of, if you're in front of a potential client, that potential client has to like you, because if they don't like you, they won't trust you. If they won't trust you, then they certainly won't work for you. So I guess what I really try and establish is your person, not so much your personality, but just to make sure that you're a nice person and you're a decent person, all the rest of it. And it's, again, it's exactly the same in going for a contract with a potential client. You check out what their referrals are, you check out their previous work, all of those things to try and find out more about this person. Because essentially in an interview process, people will give the same answers and they'll talk about the same things because they're fairly well trained these days and they can jump on the web and see what the questions are going to be. So yeah, that was an important one, was ensuring that we actually like you. So wrapping up that section, how to get a job, how to get more business, or how to market your business. I guess number one is you have to identify your market, and you did that by jumping on the web. You're after a web development job, so you visited web development business websites, which obviously makes sense because that's your market. Number two, you had to develop the relationship the right way, and you did that by doing your research prior to going in. And number three is you made an offer to meet our needs, to provide a solution to what we perceived as our problems. And I guess it was pretty easy because in that article I stated what our problems are as a small business, and it's number one that we've got to make money. And if you can identify those key criteria with your potential client, then you're really ahead of the game.
It wasn't just in the application letter, it was in the interview as well. I sort of outlined, you know, I've done this and this and this is how I could meet your needs.
Yeah, and that's really important. Okay then, top three tips for your website. What do you see, Tina, as the top three tip? Well, what's the biggest mistake you see with websites?
Certainly one mistake is the fact that a lot of them seem to be really impersonal and you don't really get an idea of what the person is like behind the website.
Yeah, I find that's my big one. The one I love, a website I love, is a blog called English Cut. It's a blog by a guy who's a tailor in England, and he uses his website absolutely brilliantly to not only demonstrate the quality of his work, but to demonstrate the quality of him as a person. So you really get to feel like you know the guy behind the website, which is really important. Because what I see web businesses doing is they think that they have to sound big and impressive, so they put a lot of gobbledygook in the about us. You'll never see a person's name or a photo. Whereas if it's Bob Smith working there with his wife Mary Smith, then that's fine. And you know, that may well give you a competitive edge, because people identify with other people. So if they can see your skills and experience, if they can see a picture of your office, that's all fantastic, because it really does help to increase that level of feeling secure. And that's your big barrier to buying, is that feeling of security, that perception of risk.
Once again, I think it goes back to developing the relationship with people. If it's more personal, then you can develop a better relationship.
Yeah, it's business is all about relationships, because you deal with people that you like predominantly, and if you don't know them or don't know what they're like, then you can't like them. Again, I'll use my website as an example. Once I started personalising it by mentioning the wife and kids, the visitor numbers went up, because I don't know if people find it so much as interesting, but it's more relevant, and it's, I guess it is a little bit more interesting than the usual corporate gobbledygook. The other thing I really see with websites is I hate when you visit a website and last updated June 21, 2001. I really think that you need to update your website at least a couple of times a week. And just like you with the job process, you have to let people know that you've updated the website. So have a little bit of wording there that says last updated today, whatever the date happens to be.
I think so too. I think it's more interactive and people get more of an idea that, you know, you're there and behind and interested.
Yeah, and I guess that gets...
in your business.
Yeah.
And interested in them too.
Yeah, and I guess that gets back to that first point about personalising, because you've got to reduce that perception of risk. And who would you deal with? Let's say two sites exactly the same, one that's last been updated 5 years ago and the one that's updated every single day, then you're more than likely going to respond to the one that's updated every single day, because if you're sending in your order or going to contact them, you think, oh, hey, I'm going to get a response. There's actually people here. They're, every single day they're updating it. It's relevant. It's they're on song.
Another thing too, I think, getting on to the third point, a lot of people put up a website and they think if they build it, then, you know, the people will come, but they don't really do a lot to get visitors or traffic to their website.
I love web developers who do that for clients, where they put up a website and then don't do anything. I'd say probably 80% of our web business is redeveloping existing sites. And I always say to people that a business with a website is a much better prospect for you than a business without a website. Because the business with a website already understands the value of a website. You don't have to talk them in to getting a website and explain everything to them. They understand the value, but because it hasn't been marketed properly, there's an opportunity there to revamp, restyle, redevelop the website and get a much better result for the client. Whereas the business without a website is a much harder, I think, prospect, because they haven't yet recognized the very significant benefits that can accrue to them because of a website. So marketing it is an absolutely critical component, and you have to do it every single day.
What do you think the best ways are, though, to market it? Because there's so much stuff out there, it's really hard
to
know.
That's a good question, because I've had some good successes with a whole range of things. Offline PR, I don't know if people have read some of the stuff I've written. We once made a bundle of money in an hour after some offline PR on a national TV show. Also had a huge success with Google AdWords, where we went from $0 to $20,000 a day in sales. We also had huge success with search engine optimization as well. So that's, I guess that's a good basis. It's got to be an integrated strategy of a whole range of things, whether it be search engine optimization or a pay-per-click campaign or links from other websites or dissemination of articles, whether it's offline PR or online PR, where you send a media release through someone like PR News. Just keep doing something every single day, because web marketing works. It mightn't work straight away, just like that ad.
The hair ad. Yeah. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
That's the one. So continue to market your website every single day. So let's have a look at those three tips again. Number one, personalize your website. Let people know there's a face and a person or people behind the website. Let them know about your skills and your experience. Number two, add to your site every week, 2 times a week, 3 times a week. We generally add to our blog every day, but that's a fair bit of work, so keep that in mind. Try and add to your website at least twice a week. And thirdly, market your website every single day. You've got links, directories, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, article distribution, forums, you've got affiliates, and you've got things like offline and online PR. So that pretty much covers today's show. So we've gone over the SidePoint article and how to make the most of publishing an article like that. Gone over how to get a job and Tina's little experience of getting the job here is pretty much do your research and then make an offer to your market that they just can't refuse. Sound like the mafia. And number three is the top three tips for your development of a successful website. Personalize, add to your site every day, and market every day. So thanks for coming on in, Tina. Not really, because you're already here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm already here working the mixer, so...
You didn't have a long way to travel, really, did you?
That's right.
Are you still nervous?
Oh, I feel better.
Okay. And thank you so much for listening to podcast number 10 of Brennan Sinclair's Business Mix. As always, we'd appreciate your feedback on our Skype, which is Tailored, or our contact details, which are available at tailoredpodcast.com. Thanks again, and bye for now.
You're listening to Brennan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark.